弟兄姊妹，主日早晨平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning and peace.
我们来看几处圣经。
Let's take a look at several passages from the scriptures.
以斯拉记第八章。
Ezra chapter 8.
我们真的要继续来交通以斯拉记。
Continuing to fellowship on this book of Ezra.
以斯拉记第八章第一节。
Ezra chapter 8 verse 1.
当亚达薛西王年间，同我从巴比伦上来的人，他们的族长和他们的家谱记在下面。
Now these are the heads of their father's households and the genealogical enrollment of those who went up with me from Babylon in the reign of King Artaxerxes.
所以从第二节到十四节就记载那些和以斯拉一同回到犹大耶路撒冷的那些族长和他们子孙的人数。
And then starting from verses 2-14, it records the heads of households and their sons of those who came back.
15节。
Verse 15.
我召集这些人在流入亚哈瓦的河边，我们在那里住了三日。我查看百姓和祭司。
Now I assembled them at the river that runs to Ahava, where we camped for 3 days, and when I observed the people and the priests, I did not find any Levites there.
然后他们十八节那边告诉我们说，后来他们就找到了利未人，共有大概38个人。
And then in verse 18, it talks about how they went to look for Levites and found 38.
然后他们和以斯拉一同回犹大耶路撒冷去。
And then they returned to Judah and Jerusalem.
我们在读好，我们从十八节读到二十三节哈。
Let's now read from verses 18-23. Okay.So now we're going to be reading verses 18-23.
蒙我们神施恩的手帮助我们，他们在以色列的曾孙利未的孙子摩利的后裔中带了一个通达人来，还有示利比和他的众子弟兄共18人。
According to the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of insight of the sons of Mali.The son of Levi, the son of Israel, namely Sherebiah and his sons and brothers, 18 men.
又有哈撒比亚，同着他有米拉利的子孙耶塞亚，并他的众子和弟兄共20人。
And Hashabiah and Josiah of the sons of Merari, with his brothers and their sons, 20 men.
从前大卫和众首领派尼提里服侍利未人，现在从这尼提人中也带220人来，都是按名指定的。
And 220 of the temple servants whom David and the princes had given for the service of the Levites, all of them designated by name.
那时我在亚哈瓦河边宣告禁食，为要在我们神面前刻苦己心，求他使我们和妇人、孩子，并一切所有多得平安平坦的道路。
Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him a safe journey for us, our little ones, and all our possessions.
我求王拨步兵马兵帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌，本以为羞耻，因我曾对王说，我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的，但他的能力和愤怒必攻击一切离弃他的。
For I was ashamed to request from the king troops and horsemen to protect us from the enemy on the way, because we had said to the king, the hand of our God is favorably disposed to all those who seek him, but his power and his anger against all those who forsake him.
所以我们禁食祈求我们的神，他就应允了我们。
So we fasted and sought our God concerning this matter, and he listened to our entreaty.
跳到35节、36节。
Then let's go to verses 35 and 36.
从掳到之地归回的人向以色列神献燔祭，就是为以色列众人献公牛十二只，公绵羊九十六只，绵羊羔七十七只，又献公山羊十二只做赎罪祭，这都是向耶和华焚献的。
The exiles who had come from the captivity offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel. 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, 12 male goats for a sin offering, all as a burnt offering to the Lord.
他们将王的谕旨交给王所派的总督与河西的省长，他们就帮助百姓，又供给神殿里的所需用的。
Then they delivered the king's edicts to the king's satraps and to the governors in the provinces beyond the river, and they supported the people and the house of God.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这，请我们低头有人祷告。
That will conclude scripture reading. Let us bow our heads for prayer.
主，我们感谢你带领你的儿女们在你复活早晨一同相聚在你面前。
Lord, we praise you today that you have brought all your sons and daughters before you.
巴不得每一次来到你的面前，来到你会中，你更多来吸引我们心。
May it be that each time we gather in the house that we would touch your will.
毕竟在这里能够听你的话，在这里更是要寻求你的话语的亮光启示，引导走前面的道路。
Not only to listen to your word, but to seek the light that's in your word, so that we will know how to walk on this path.
是，特别在这样的时代当中，需要你话语的引领。
Especially at these times, we really need your hand to be with us on this way. May your Holy Spirit breathe upon the word so that can take the word from the past and make it real today.
让我们这些蒙恩的儿女知道如何在地上，在有限年日当中来紧紧的跟随你。
So we would know how to walk this path on the earth and know how to follow you well.
一同等候在面前，那日近日等候你再来日子迫近的时候，让我们真是束紧我们腰带，一同耶稣一同侍立在面前来服侍你。
We wait before you, and as we await your coming, let us gird our loins and be ready and vigilant.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们说到以斯拉这一本书呢，被称为一本恢复的书。
We have been calling the book of Ezra a book of recovery.
因为是记载以色列百姓从被掳之地巴比伦回到耶路撒冷城重新建造圣殿的历史。
Because it talks about the history of the return of the exiles from.Babylon to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
以色列百姓因着拜偶像离弃神，神的愤怒临到他们身上。
Because the people of Israel forsook the Lord and worshiped idols, the wrath of God came upon them.
借着巴比伦王加勒底人把圣殿焚烧掉，把耶路撒冷城拆毁掉。
And by the Babylonian king, that Chaldean king burned Jerusalem and the temple.
百姓被掳到巴比伦去。
And so the people went into captivity to Babylon.
但是在同时呢，神也借着先知耶利米这样预言说。
At the same time, God through the prophet Jeremiah said,
满了七十年呢，神要重新把他们带回到犹大地，重新建造圣殿。
That after 70 years in captivity, the people will return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
所以我们感谢神，满了七十年的时候呢，神就激动，波斯古列王下诏，允许以色列百姓回犹大重新建造圣殿。
And thank the Lord that after those 70 years, God stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, to allow the people to return.
那一面呢，神也真激动一般百姓，他们愿意起来回去重新建造圣殿。
Meanwhile, God also stirred up the hearts of the people to rise up and rebuild the house.
那以斯拉记记载有两次的归回。
Ezra records two waves of returns.
那第一次呢，是在所罗巴伯带领下回去重新建造圣殿。
The first wave of return was under Zerubbabel.
我们知道圣殿乃是神的居所，乃是神与百姓同在的一个地方。
We know that the temple is God's dwelling place.
圣殿也是神百姓敬拜侍奉的一个地方。
the place of worship for God's people.
那我们曾经讲过了, 在这个重新建造圣殿这件事情是很艰难的。
We said have been mentioning this, the rebuilding of the temple was a difficult one.
因为他们回去的时候呢, 要开始建造圣殿的时候, 在那有仇敌的搅扰破坏。
Because once the people started to rebuild the temple, the opposition came, enemies wanted to stop the work.
以色列百姓手软,他们就把建造圣殿的工程就停顿的,也有16年持久。
And the enemies caused the hands of the people to grow weak and feeble, and work on the temple ceased for 16 years.
但是感谢神,神在借先知哈该跟撒加利亚来向他们说话。
But God raised up the prophets Haggai and Zechariah to speak to the people.
一面来指责他们的罪,
to point out where they have sinned.
一面来在那边勉励帮助他们起来建造圣殿。
And also to encourage them to rise up to build the house.
所以感谢神的百姓重新再起来就把圣殿的工程建造完成。
And thank the Lord, the people did that. They rebuilt the house.
他们开始有圣殿里面的侍奉。
And once again, the temple service was restored.
但是我们知道不仅在圣殿里面要神要百姓回到圣殿里面的侍奉。
However, not only is it important to have the temple service restored,
在圣殿里面侍奉也要根据神的律法，根据神的心意在那侍奉。
But that service must be according to God's law.
这样侍奉才能够满足神的心，才能得到神的喜悦。
This way, the temple service can satisfy the Lord's heart.
所以不仅第一次的归回到圣殿开始有个新的起头而侍奉。
That's why not only was there the first return to rebuild the house,
但是神所要的侍奉还是需要神百姓按着神的心意，按着神的律法侍奉，这样神才能真正得到满足。
But a temple service needed to be had where it was according to God's law.
这个就是为什么还有第一次的归回。
And that's why there's the subsequent return.
第二次的归回呢，是在以斯拉带领底下回去恢复神的律法。
And this second return is under Ezra, and it is to revive the temple service according to God's law.
在那里教导神的百姓神的律法，明白神的律法，然后按着神的律法，神的心意在服侍。
So that people can understand God's words and be able to serve Him rightly.
那我们知道，在被掳之前，祭司是在那里熟悉神律法的一般人。
Before the exile, it was the priest's responsibility to know God's word.
因为神的话告诉我们说呢，祭司口中有神的知识，神的律法。
That in the mouth of the priest was God's law.
所以百姓要到律师那寻求神的话，神的心意。
So that when the normal people of Israel were to know the law of the Lord, they would go to priests.
但是律师他没有尽他的职责，他离弃神的律法。
But the priest did not care for God's law and forfeited that responsibility.
自己不仅没有守律法, 更不会教导神,
they themselves didn't keep the law. How could they tell other people how to keep the law?
这个就是造成被掳到外邦地的一个很重要原因。
And that was one of the main reasons why they were exiled.
所以当神在巴比伦的时候, 好像似乎兴起了另外一种人被称为文士。
And so while the people were in Babylon, God raised up a separate class of people to know God's law.
我们知道以斯拉他是亚伦的后裔，他是一个祭司。
We know that although Ezra was a descendant of Aaron, although he was a priest,
他是一个侍奉神的人。
He was a servant of the Lord.
但是好像神没有用他做祭司这一方面。
But it's almost as if God did not use the priesthood of Ezra.
神在那个时代兴起一种人被称为文士。
But he wanted to raise up a new class of people, the scribes.
以斯拉就是被称为文士。
And Ezra is raised up in the office of the scribe.
为什么神能够使用这个以斯拉呢？
So why is it that the Lord chose to use Ezra?
上次我们交通到在那个巴比伦这个属灵荒凉环境里面有一个以斯拉。
We said that even in the desolated world of Babylon, God found there a man, Ezra.
他有个心思要好好在那边研读考究神的律法。
He was one who set his heart to study the law of God.
并且在那边遵循耶和华的律法。
And to practice it.
所以在以斯拉记那里好几次一直提到他是一个通达耶和华以色列律法的一个文士。
That's why throughout Ezra chapter 7, God described him as Ezra as someone skilled in the law of Moses.
他在那边好好研读律法书，明白律法书。
He carefully studied the law of the Lord.
他不仅自己遵守耶和华律法，他也在把神律法教导神的百姓。
He not only set his heart to study the law, but he also taught the people the law.
所以神使用以斯拉，不是因为他是不是重在祭司，乃是重在他是文士这一方面。
So the emphasis of how God used Ezra is not on his priesthood, but on his being a scribe.
我们说到一个祭司是一个侍奉神的人。
We often mention that a priest is someone who should be serving the Lord.
他也必须像以斯拉也是一个文士。
But a person who follows the Lord should also be not only a priest but also a scribe.
到新约彼得告诉我们。
In the New Testament, Peter tells us.
他说我们都是君尊的祭司，我们都是侍奉神的人。
That we are all royal priests who serve the Lord.
但是主耶稣在马太福音十三章那也告诉我们。
But the Lord Jesus in Matthew 13 tells us.
他说文士受教做天国的门徒
that every scribe who becomes a disciple of the kingdom of heaven
那就是在新约在天国里面做门徒的服侍主跟随主的人
it's talking about all of us who want to follow the Lord Jesus we are disciples of the kingdom
他也是要像一个文士一样
should be like a scribe
他能够把像一个家族把神家里面的新的旧的人能够带出来
Who's like the householder who can bring out of his treasury things new and old.
把神库里面的丰富呢带出来与人共享 来帮助别人。
To take out of the treasuries of God the things that can really help our brothers and sisters.
所以到新约好像也让我们很清楚看见我们都是君尊的祭司我们蒙恩德就是为了侍奉神。
And so because the New Testament tells us that we are royal priests,We all have a role to serve the Lord.
但是怎么样侍奉神呢?
But how do you serve the Lord?
必须遵着神的话。
It has to be according to the word of God.
就像当时以斯拉文士一样。
Just like Ezra's being a scribe.
他不仅有祭司侍奉神这个职分。
He not only is a priest.
他也是个文士，熟悉神的律法，明白神的律法。
He is also a scribe, someone thoroughly familiar with God's word.
在那教导神的百姓一同来遵循神的律法。
And thus he got to teach the people to know how to also follow God's word.
神的百姓在殿里面侍奉，这样侍奉才能够叫神的心得喜悦、得满足。
So that the people can serve in the house of the Lord well and according to God's will.
那第八章呢，就讲到第二次归回的人和他们在归回这个过程当中的一些事情。
Ezra 8 then talks about the second wave of exiles who returned.
所以一开始的时候告诉我们说呢，和以斯拉从巴比伦一同上来要回去的那些族长和他们子孙的人数有多少。
And it describes in detail the heads of households and their children of those who went up with Ezra from Babylon.
所以第八章第一开始告诉我们说呢，在这里说他们的族长和他们的家谱记在下面。
And then starting from verse 2 records the heads of households and their sons.
所以这不仅是一个家谱。
Not only is this a genealogy.
我们知道这实在是一本神的纪念册。
This is also a scroll of remembrance.
正如第一次在所罗巴伯带领回去那一班的神也把他们族长把他们的子孙的人数都记录下来。
It's very similar to the first return when the exiles under Zerubbabel were also listed out.
为什么神把他们的族长人数子孙人数记录下来呢?
Why is it that God records the people who returned?
因为这些人似乎他们体会体贴神的心意。
Because this is a group of people that touched God's heart.
他们知道神的殿是神的居所。
They know that the Lord's house is His dwelling place.
是神立民的所在。
It's His designated place.
是神百姓该居住的地方，耶路撒冷。
It's a place where the Lord's people should gather together and worship Him.
他们之所以被掳到巴比伦，他们就是因为他们是离弃神所带来的结果。
And the reason for their exile was because they forsook God and His house.
巴比伦不是百姓该居住的所在。
And Babylon was not the place where God dwelled and where the people
should be.
That was supposed to be the outcome of God's discipline and judgment.
但是我们看见第二次归回的时候呢，人数非常少。
But if you take a look at the list of the second return of exiles,
把这些,
the people listed are very few.
把这些人数加起来只有1754个人。
When you add up all the people in this genealogy of the second return, you get 1,754 people.
不到2,000人。
Not even up to 2,000 people.
我们知道第一次回去的时候还有4万多个人。
We know that the first return had more than 40,000 people.
那第二次归回的时候，离开第一次归回已经过了将近60年的时间。
We know that from the first return to the second return, a span of 60 years had elapsed. You should imagine that after 60 years, more people will want to return. You imagine more people will want to go back in the second wave. But unbeknownst to them, the people who returned were actually lower.
我想从肉身的关系来说,
if we look at this from the eyes of flesh,
可能这个时候已经是第二代、第三代，甚至到第四代的人。
You can say that this is the second, third, fourth generation.
我想第一代的人刚被捕的时候，他们那个归回心应该是比较强烈，常常想到他们的故乡的情形。
One can imagine the people of the first return, because that's the first generation, a lot of them were still nostalgic for their old homeland.
所以很自然好像因着这关系他们就回去的人数很多。
And naturally, one would think that lots of them would want to return.
但是到第二代、第三代,
then we come to the second and third generation.
那些在巴比伦出生长大的那一代的百姓,
those who are fully born and raised in Babylon.
慢慢的对他们的母国犹大那感情或者感觉慢慢淡薄了。
That affinity to their old culture started to fade.
所以要回去，我想对他们来说不是那么容易的事情。
And so for this group of people to return, that was not an easy decision.
就像我们这些从东南亚各地来的中国人。
Just like all of us who were originally from Asia.
特别我们第一代的人，好像对我们所来的故乡感情非常浓厚。
For those of us who are part of the first generation, we miss our homeland.
常常想说有机会就回去看看，那里还有很多亲人朋友。
We always wanted to go back and visit our family and our friends.
但是到第二代呢，我们的儿子，我们的到孙子呢？
But then, if you look at our second and third generation, our sons and our children and grandchildren,
对我们所来那个地方那个国家，好像那感觉不是那么多。
And they have no care for their homeland.
他们认为这个地方才是他们的家，才是他们的国。
Instead, they see the new country as their homeland.
就是感情来说，好像是这样子。
That is how they feel in their hearts.
但是我们知道，圣经不是只是单单讲到一个肉身的关系而已。
But in the Bible, God doesn't just care about their upbringing.
很显然，经过几代以后，在巴比伦出生长大那一般的属灵光景好像越来越弱了。
It seems like the spiritual condition of those in Babylon got worse and worse over time.
虽然他们知道他们祖宗是从犹大来的。
They know that although they were Jewish, they were from the land of promise.
他们也知道神在那里有圣殿，那是神同在的一个地方。
They knew that there was a temple, and that was where God dwelt.
那里是神百姓敬拜侍奉神的一个地方。
That Israel was supposed to be the place where people can worship and be with God.
现在叫他们回到那个地方来，回到那个地方，我想是很不容易的。
So this was a very difficult decision for them to make, to leave Babylon to return.
好像要叫他们离乡背景，回到一个不陌生的环境，回到一个开始一个新的起头。
It's like leaving somewhere that was so familiar to go to somewhere that's unfamiliar.
我想自然这样的人一定非常少的。
And thus, you can imagine, there's not a lot of people who will want to do that.
所以我们看到第二次回去的人少了非常多。
And so we see that only a fraction return.
在祭司本来他们知道他们应该是在圣殿里服侍的人。
Priests are supposed to be those who serve God in His temple.
现在巴比伦没有圣殿,
and now in Babylon, because there's no temple, they don't serve.
现在圣殿已经在那被建造起来了。But
now that the temple has been rebuilt,
所以他们应该是比一般百姓更向往回到犹大圣殿那里可以重新来侍奉神。
You can imagine that in their heart, they should have more fervor to want to return to now take up their responsibility.
但是在这里所记载祭司人数也是非常少。But
unfortunately, the number of priests that returned were very few.
那利未人更糟糕。And
then, more so, the Levites.
当以斯拉去这边查看百姓的时候，只有发现。 When
Ezra was looking among the peoples and priests to see if there are any Levites, he discovered there were no Levites. Not even one Levite was found. Priests and Levites both served together in God's temple. And because there are no Levites, you can really see the spiritual condition of God's people.
在正常情形底下，这些祭司、利未人，他们知道圣殿已经有了。
In normal spiritual conditions, you can imagine if there's priests and Levites, they want to serve because there is a house that has been rebuilt.
应该是更向往回到圣殿去服侍神。One
would imagine they would want to serve the Lord even more and want to return.
但是在这里让我们看见，事实好像不是这样子。
But the situation at hand was not the case.
所以虽然只有少数人愿意回去,
although only a small group of people wanted to go back,
但是感谢神，神把他们的族长、把他们子孙的人数记录下来。
Thank the Lord that God still recorded down their names.
神纪念这一班人。
God remembers the small group of people.
所以同样在这个时代,
likewise, in this generation,
神也在那边一直来做
God is doing a revival, a recovery work today. It might seem that Christendom is left in desolation. But how many of us today want to be just like the second wave to go back to the temple to rebuild the house.
在巴比伦顶多就是一个会堂而已，没有圣殿。
In Babylon, one would there's no temple.
只有会堂, synagogue.
Oh, in Babylon there's only a synagogue but no temple.
那不是神所要的地方。
But that is not what's on the Lord's heart.
神所要的地方乃是在圣殿，在那才能真正侍奉神。
But what God wants is the temple, the house of the Lord, where He can be worshipped.
所以我们看见那个所恢复道路人。
So we know that the way to the Lord is very narrow and lonely.
但是感谢神,
but thank the Lord.
他们知道神的心意,
this group of people still know, still knew God's will.
他们知道这条路是不容易, 但是他们还是愿意回去,
though they know that this road is not easy, they were willing to return.
因为神的名是立在神的圣殿里,
because the Lord's name is at the temple.
所以神在这里把那些族长的名字，他们的子孙多少记录下来。
And so this list shows, here God records a list of the head house.
我们知道犹太人的家谱一般只记男人的名字。
So this list shows the heads of households and their sons.
所以在这里再提到一个词叫男丁。And
so that's why here in the genealogy list it says the sons of X, the sons of Y.
但是我们读到后面21节，当以斯拉在亚哈瓦河边正宣告禁食祷告的时候。
And in verse 21 though, when we come to it, we see that at the river of Ahava, where they were fasting,
他在那边求神时，他说使我们的
Ezra says that they were there to humble ourselves before our God to seek from Him a safe journey for us our little ones.
所以很显然不是只有那个族长南丁回去而已。
Of course, it's not just only the sons, the males that returned.
也包括许多妇女，许多孩子。
Includes the little ones, their whole families.
那就是说，这个族长不过是代表一个人，但是他是把全家大小一同带回去。
That although it's only the sons that are listed, we know that the whole family is also returned.
所以感谢神，我们看见神不仅要一个人来服侍神。
God does not just want one person to individually serve Him.
神要全家大小一同来服侍神。
God wants the whole household, old and young, to serve Him.
是从圣经里面一直让我们看见这个事实。
And that is a principle that is throughout the Bible.
神不仅巴不得一个家里面一个人得救。
God does not want only in a household one person to be saved,
乃是要全家都得救。
But the whole household to be saved.
这是神的心意。
That is His heart.
所以我们感谢神在这里这个归回里面有男的或者说有大人也有妇女好像在人看好像是软弱的一般的也有小孩子。
Thank the Lord that not only are there the sons listed, not only the adults but also the little ones.
他们全家大小一同走在这条归回的道路上。
That those who are young and old must walk on the way of recovery.
我想在新约教会时代神的心也是这样子。
And that is likewise the same in the New Testament.
神不仅要那些强壮的服侍，也要全家大小都来服侍。
In the church age, it's not only those who are spiritually strong that shall serve, but everyone serves, young and old.
我们记得，我刚刚想到，我们记得那个出埃及记。
We remember in Exodus.
当神要打发摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带出去，他说：“容我百姓去好侍奉我。”
That God sent Moses to tell the Pharaoh of Egypt, let my people go so that they can serve me. But Pharaoh kept on preventing Moses from bringing them out. And after many plagues in Egypt,
但是我们看见法老在那好像慢慢有点退让的时候,
and although Pharaoh's heart was hardened, he seemed to relent at certain points.
他说：“你们要去服侍好，那没关系，你们壮年人去好了。”He
said, although if you want to go, why don't just a few adults go?
那些妇人、小孩子留下来。
But leave the children.
摩西说不。
But Moses said no.
妇人、小孩都要一起去。
That parents and children must leave Egypt together.
都要离开埃及到迦南地，在那里一同服侍神。
Moses said, wanted the whole families to leave Egypt to go to the promised land
together.
So we see God's heart is for the whole family.
全家都成为一般侍奉耶和华的。
That the whole family becomes a people of priests.
所以当以色列召集那些愿意回去的人。
So when Ezra looked out to bring people back,
他把这些人召集来，在那个亚哈瓦河边，他们住在那里有三天。
And assembled the people at the river Ahava and camped there 3 days.
在那个英文圣经里面，我想讲个更好一点，住呢，他就是说他们这边扎营搭帐篷。
Camp means put up tents.
就是说他们在那个河边呢，住在帐篷里面。
They lived in tents by that river.
我们在圣经里面讲帐篷的时候，是表明是一个聚居的客旅。
Putting up tents means that you're living an alien life.
我们知道巴比伦对这一般的人，应该是他们出生长大的地方。
We know that Babylon was the place where most of these people grew up.
这里是他们的家。
They may have considered Babylon their home.
他们的确是住在这里。
They were residents of Babylon.
他们现在却要往耶路撒冷去。
But now this group of people were heading towards Jerusalem.
所以这一般人在那边支搭帐篷的时候, 表明说这个地方不是他们的永久居住的地方。
So if they put up tents in Babylon, that was to show that they were not going to be residents of Babylon anymore.
在这里不过是个暂时寄居的一个地方，他们不过是客旅。
They were just strangers and aliens, temporary residents of Babylon.
犹大右上城, 那才是他们的家乡,
that is because Jerusalem is supposed to be their permanent place of residence. That is their true home. And only when in Jerusalem can they find true rest.
所以当他们, 聚集在那的时候,
and so that's why when they encamped here, they didn't immediately just go back to Jerusalem. They camped there in tents to show that they were aliens in that land. But only if they go back to Jerusalem, because that is that their true home, because that is where the temple of the Lord is.
神的殿也是说到神的家,
the temple of the Lord is the house of the Lord.
在那里才能够找到安息,
and only if you're there can you find rest.
我们记得诗篇84篇作诗的人在那说,
we remember Psalm 84.
他说, 万军耶和华, 你的居所是何等的可爱。
The psalmist says, how lovely is your dwelling places?
为什么神的居所是何等的可爱呢?
Why are the Lord of Hosts' dwelling places so lovely?
作诗人在那继续说, 在那里有, 在你, 在那里有祭坛。
It says, it's because there is the temple.
麻雀在祭坛那里找到, 自己的房屋。
The bird has found a house.
我们知道祭坛是讲到, 基督的救, 神的救恩的所在。
We know that the altar is the Lord's salvation work.
所以麻雀在祭坛那里, 在神的殿里找到一个房屋, 找到一个安息的所在。
And that is why the sparrow can find rest in the Lord's house.
麻雀说到它是一个孤单的麻雀。
The sparrow is a solitary creature.
这个孤单的麻雀有一天在神的殿, 神的祭坛那里, 它找到一个房子,
but,
房屋,
but one day this solitary and lonely creature found a home in the temple.
那里成为他的家,
and became a place of rest for him.
燕子在那里也找到抱处,
and then it says the swallow has found a nest for herself.
我们知道燕子是一个候鸟。
We know that the swallow is a migratory.
它是随着气候在变迁,
depending on the weather, she goes where she wills.
但是现在这个燕子在神的殿那里也找到自己抱处之窝。
But now, this restless swallow has found a nesting place.
它不再随着环境的变迁, 随着气候变迁在搬移它的住处。
She has found a nesting place in the temple, no longer going here and there depending on circumstances.
她在神的殿里,她可以安息下来,她可以在那养育小燕子。
That finally, in the temple, she has found a nesting place, somewhere that she can raise her young.
养了,在那里,养育她的儿女。
That is a place where she can lay her young.
因为那里可以找到保护。
Because there is refuge in the house.
大卫在诗篇27篇也这样说。
And David also in Psalm 27 said,
大卫说,有一件事情我曾经求耶和华。
He said, one thing I have asked from the Lord.
我仍要寻求。
That I shall seek.
就是一生一世要住在耶和华殿中,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
要瞻仰他的荣美,
to behold his beauty.
要在神的殿中来求问他,
and to meditate in his temple.
感谢神, 大卫知道神的殿, 神的家, 所要表明的意义。
Thank the Lord God, David knew the importance and meaning of the Lord's house.
他里面有个心愿, 巴不得一生一世都能够住在耶和华殿中来瞻仰他的荣美, 来享受他的甘甜。
He wants to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life to meditate on the Lord's beauty.
来寻求神的旨意,
to meditate.
这圣殿里面所要带出来, 所要表明的意义。
So that the full meaning and value of the temple is brought out in his heart.
所以我们看见这一班要归回的人, 他们先在那里搭帐篷。
And so we see that the first act of the exiles were to put up tents.
承认他们是在巴比伦, 不过是聚居, 是客旅,
to acknowledge that they were strangers in the land of Babylon.
那我们知道这归回也是一条信心的道路。
And that the return back to Jerusalem is a path of faith.
亚伯兰是第一个支搭帐篷的人。
Abraham was one of the first people to build tents.
希伯来书十一章那里告诉我们。
Hebrews 11 tells us.
亚伯兰因着信呢，蒙召的时候就出去，但是出去的时候却不知道往哪里去。
It says that by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive, and went out not knowing where he was going.
亚伯兰因着信在应许地做客，好像在地寄居客旅。
By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise.
他在应许之地支搭帐篷。
In the land of promise, he put a dwelt in tents.
神向亚伯兰显现说，呼召他离开加勒底的乌尔。
That when God revealed himself to Abraham in the Ur of the Chaldeans,
往神所应许的地而去。
To tell him to go forth from that country.
加勒底的乌尔就是巴比伦，这是一个拜偶像之地。
The land of the Ur of the Chaldeans is the land of the Babylonians. It's the land of idols.
所以我们看亚伯兰因着信心缘故，在那支搭帐篷。
And we know that Abraham, throughout his whole life, dwelt in tents.
信心和帐篷一直连在一起。
Throughout the Bible, faith and tents.Are linked.
一个有信心的人在地上必定会过一个寄居客旅的生活。
If you have faith, you will dwell in tents on this earth.
因为亚伯拉是等候那座有根基的城。
Because he is waiting for the city with foundations.
那才是他所盼望得着的。
That is the true city he wants to obtain.
所以在地上他支搭帐篷过他地上的生活。
And that's why he lived in tents on this earth.
并且在这里告诉我们说，他们在这里住了三日。
And It says that the exiles lived in tents for 3 days.
三日表明是一个试验。
Three represents testing.
他们为什么没有立刻把以色列召集这些人来？为什么没有立刻就启程回耶路撒冷去呢？
Why didn't all these exiles just suddenly picked up their things and returned back?
在那里在帐篷里住了三天。
Why did they have to live in tents for 3 days?
因为这三天对他们来说是一个试验，是个考验。
Because in these 3 days, this was a test from the Lord.
不错，这些有心愿意归回，愿意回到耶路撒冷去。
Just because these people had a heart to return,
好像他们愿意付一点代价离开巴比伦回去。
Doesn't mean that they should just do so immediately because they have to pay a cost to return.
但是还要经过神的试验。
They have to go through God's testing. Their faith has to go through God's testing.
因为我们知道住在帐篷里面总是不如住在家里那么舒适。
Because living in a tent is not comfortable, unlike living at your home.
所以也许有些人他们住了一天以后，他们就后悔，我想还是不要。回去吧，还是回家去。
You can imagine after living in a tent for one day, you say, "This is too much for me. I want to go back to my home."
也许有的人住了第二天以后，他就后悔，他就回去了。
And then after 2 days, you have a lot of regret living in a tent.
是为什么要经过三日以后呢？
But only by going through 3 days.
只有经过第一天、第二天，来到第三天的时候，他们才能够经过这个试验。
After the first, second, and then third day, you have passed the test.
他们才会启程往耶路撒冷而去。
Then they can then with devotion head towards Jerusalem.
我们想到亚伯兰神要试验亚伯兰的时候
，We think of the testing of Abraham.
吩咐他说将他的独生子，他所爱的儿子以撒献给神，献为燔祭。
When the Lord told Abram to take your son, your only son, and offer him up as a sacrifice.
要他带着他儿子以撒往神所指示的山，就是摩利亚山去。
And Abraham took Isaac and went on a 3 days journey towards the land of Moriah.
所以走到摩利亚山要经过三日。
And it took 3 days for him to get to
Moriah. 因为那里告诉我们说，第三日的时候，亚伯兰来到摩利亚山那里。
And then the Bible says that after 3 days he saw the mount.
所以当亚伯兰带着他儿子以撒往神所指示山去的时候。
So when Abraham was going on this 3 day journey,
走一天的路程
after he finished day one,
他若是后悔的话，他还有机会回去。
If he regretted this decision, he still had a chance to go back home.
也许他也说，怎么把这个他所爱的唯一的独生儿子就这样献给神吗？献还祭
？How could God tell me to offer up my only son?
也许他经过第一天以后，他熬了过去。
Let's say he can pass through one day.
所以第二天的时候,
and then on day two,
又是一个试验,
another full day of testing.
他可以再回头走,
he could have gone back.
但是感谢神,
but thank the Lord.
亚伯兰到第三天的时候就来到摩利亚山,
that he passed through 3 days, and on the third day he came to the mountains of Moriah.
他在这个试验, 神给他试验, 试验这个过程当中, 他经过了, 他得胜了。
That after 3 days of testing, he passed.
他最后来到摩利亚山, 在那里要把他儿子以撒献为燔祭给神。
And on the Mount of Moriah, he bound his son Isaac as an offering for the Lord.
我想后面的故事, 我想弟兄姊妹非常熟悉, 我就不再讲。
And because all of us are familiar with this story, I will not talk about the rest of it.
所以这些要归回的人, 不错,
so although true, the hearts of faith of the exiles are very precious.
但是要经过三日,
but that faith has to pass testing of
3 days.
These 3 days reveal whether it's because of your flesh's fervency that wants to return, or is it the Spirit's work.
因为有时候我们有时候参与聚会，讲员上面讲了很多激励的话、鼓动话，好像人就得到鼓舞，人就起来，好像要决定了跟随主。
That's the same with us today. If we hear a preacher's words, and it seems like his words touch our hearts, and suddenly we have an inflooding of fervency.
但是等他平静下来，回去以后，好像他想不太对劲。But
then we go back home, and the fire went out.
所以这是要经过考验的。
That's why we need these 3 days of testing. When I was in college as a young man, the elderly brothers and sisters used to inform us. You young people, you have a heart to follow the Lord, that is great. But you have to go through much testing.
在学校读书的时候，好像环境各方面都非常单纯。
It seems like college is a
环境都非常单纯，学校。
It's a simple and carefree environment.
但是等到你们毕业以后呢？
But after you graduate,
开始上班做事的时候呢？
Once you start working,
有的人可能在那个阶段里面表现非常，还是一样爱主追求主。
And seemingly, you will continue to follow and love the Lord.
那结婚以后呢?
But then, after marriage,
结婚以后, 那有了孩子以后呢?
And then children, 有了, having children,
有了孩子以后呢?
And what happens after you have children?
再往前, 有了孙子以后呢?
And then, you have grandchildren.
好像在每一个阶段, 神都在那试验我们。
It seems like each of those events are tests.
有的人在学校读书的时候非常好。
You might be really devoted to God when you're in school.
毕业以后就流失掉了。
But in, after graduation, you leave the Lord.
所以那时候我们在读书的时候呢, 后来他们就成立, 因为学校都有团契。 团契就是一个华西的国。
Oh, so in back in college, we had campus ministry and fellowships.
后来他们就成立一个毕业生团契。
And after we graduated, we had an alumni Christian fellowship.
因为很多人大学毕业后就流失掉，不去聚会了。
Because many of the alumni, after they graduate, they don't go back to worship the Lord.
所以成立一个毕业生团契，就有机会定期的把这些毕业生呢一同找来再聚在一起。
So we started an alumni fellowship so to gather all the alumni so that they can continue worshiping the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹一个人在走这个属灵道路上，在每一个阶段都要经过很多的考验试验。
And so all of us through every station of our life will have to go through much testing.
有的人在学校读书非常好。
All, just because during your school days you follow the Lord well.
也许有人毕业以后光景还不错。
Or another group of people may, after they graduate, follow the Lord well.
但结婚以后呢,
but what happens after their marriage?
也许有人结婚以后,
for others, after their marriage, their spiritual condition is still okay.
有了孩子以后呢,
but what happens after they had children?
所以每一个人,
and so in every stage of our life, we go through testing.
年轻好的时候, 到年老是不是也能够一样好呢?
in order so that the faith that we have while we're young continues to when we're old.
我想我们都可以看到这个情形。
This is a real thing.
很多人在不同的阶段里面经不起考验就落下去了。
And because at a stage of your life you don't pass the test, then you forsake the Lord.
所以前一个年长弟兄到我们真的说晚节不保。晚节就是年纪大的时候好像还没有怎么办
okay so one older brother who came here to preach says you not only have to start well you have to end well
所以弟兄姊妹我们那没有什么可夸口的
so this is not anything that we should boast we have to be humble
我们只能谨慎自己好好保守在神的面前
we can only offer ourselves into God's hand
也许我们第一天可以熬得过，第二天可以熬得过。
Maybe we can overcome one or the second, first or second day of testing.
那是不是真的要走到第三天呢
？But can we make it through 3 days of testing?
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
住了三天以后，他们就可以回，开始走这一条归回的道路。
Thank the Lord that after 3 days they are able to take the journey back.
不仅真住三天，以斯拉在那里。宣告禁食要刻苦己心。
Not only that, but here Ezra asked that the people humble themselves.
那就是说，一个归回的人，走这条归回道路的人，他必须要对付自己的肉体。
That means having a fast and humbling yourselves means you need to mortify your flesh.
因为这是一个不容易的道路，这是充满了危险的一个道路。
Because the way ahead is a challenging and difficult way.
以斯拉也告诉我们说，在那里有仇敌，在路上有那些埋伏之人要攻击我们。
It's a dangerous way to go back because there are enemies and ambushes.
所以当人遭遇到这些难处，遭遇到这些危险的时候呢，人肉体常常在那花艳艳，血气就出来了。
And it's very easy in these types of dangerous circumstances for your flesh to sometimes rise up and complain.
正如以色列百姓
Recall the Israelites.
他们起初离开埃及是抬头挺胸雄赳赳气昂的离开埃及
That when they were leaving Egypt, they were so confident they held their heads up high and marched out.
但是等到进到旷野以后呢
But after entering the wilderness,
在那里为了吃喝，为了环境的艰难，他们埋怨摩西，埋怨神。
That because of lack of food and water, they start to grumble against Moses.
就最后每一个人都倒闭在旷野。
And thus most of their bodies fell in the wilderness.
所以走这条道路的人，不仅有心要对付自己，要克服己心。
And that's why on this way back, one needs to oppose the flesh.
要一个受苦的心智。
You need to take on a sober spirit.
若是没有受苦心思的是经不起环境的考验
A heart set on willingness to suffer
并且要个忍耐的心
A patient heart
感谢主今天在这条道路我们必须要 具备这些的条件或说应该有这样学习和经历
Likewise for those of us who are going to embark on this difficult path we need a similar heart
所以我想在这个时代也是一样这一条道路我们承认是不容易的
ThisPath that we walk on God's recovery way is not easy.
好像在归回道路上，好像总是少数人。
It seems like not a lot of people will want to come with us.
总是少数人在才体会神的心意，在看重神的家，看重神的见证。
Very few people would want to see the testimony of the Lord. Would want to see His house, to see His will.
所以不仅他们在那边宣告禁食、祷告，要刻苦己心。
Not only did they have a fast and humble themselves.
就是因为他们在神面前有这样的光景。
That because it was the circumstances that they were in being difficult.
所以在这里几次说是神施恩的手帮助我们。
They saw the hand of God being with them.
是神的手在保佑我们。
They saw the hand of God over them.
感谢神，当人真是有这样颗心愿的时候。
That whenever we have a little heart for God.
他们愿意体会神的心。
Whenever there's a willingness that's stirred up in your heart, to do God's work, to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the house, because the house is where we can truly worship the Lord.
神就用他施恩的手来带领他们，来保佑他们。
Then at that moment, God put His hand over them,
让他们走一条平坦的道路回去。
So that they can have a safe journey back.
这个平坦的道路有英文版本翻成是 right way, 是一个对的路，是一个正的路。
Some English translations translate this phrase "safe journey" as "straight way" or "plain way."
感谢主，他们是走在一个对的道路上。
Thank the Lord that they walked on a straight and plain way.
因为这是神的道路。
Because that is the Lord's way.
是神的直路。
It is the straight way.
叫他们能够很顺利的回到耶路撒冷。
So can they go on the straight way back to Jerusalem?
结果再来告诉我们说，他们回到耶路撒冷城，在那里说又住了三日。
Then when they went back to Jerusalem, they first lived in tents for 3 days.
我想三日也是代表一个复活生命。
Another 3 days, those three represents resurrection.
所以他们在那河边住了三日，经过考验以后，经过三日，那说明他们走这条道路不是凭着自己。
3 days testing, and then afterwards resurrection. That means that this way is not by their own ability.
用我们新约的话就是说，死而复活生命在他们里面的走这条道路。
But it is based on the resurrection life in them.
是这个生命才让他们能够一直走到底。
It is the resurrection life in them that allowed them to walk until the very end.
若是走这一条道是凭着血气、凭着一时的感动的话，走不了几天。
If they were walking this way according to their own ability and their own energy, they cannot make it.
最后总是退下去。
You might give up halfway through.
感谢神，他们上面又住了三天。
But thank the Lord that when they got to Jerusalem, they lived there 3 days.
但是说他们在复活生命里面开始在那里过生活。
To start to live a resurrection life.
然后在那里看见他们在那里献祭。
And then we see that they presented offerings.
在那奉献。
They provided sacrifices.
所以当他们回到犹大地耶路撒冷的时候，头一件事情就是在献燔祭。
The first thing that they did was to offer burnt sacrifices.
正如第一次归回的人，他们回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们不是马上建造圣殿。
You remember when the first wave of exiles returned to Jerusalem, the first thing that they did was not to reconstruct the house, but the first thing they did was to offer sacrifices.
他们头一件事情就是把祭坛建立起来。
Their first action was toconstruct the altar.
咱们献祭奉献给神。
To present sacrifices and offerings to God.
好像第二次归回的也是一样，回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们还没有好像进到圣殿的服侍的时候，他们在那献燔祭给神。
Likewise, in the second wave of exiles that returned, their first action was not just to serve immediately, but to offer sacrifices.
献公牛十二次。
That they offered 12 bulls.
我们知道公牛呢是牲畜当中是最大最强壮的牲畜。
The bull is the largest of the animals being sacrificed.
十二代表完全。
And 12 represents completeness.
表明他们在那里把自己全然完全奉献给神。
That means in the burnt offering, they gave the best, they gave the biggest, they gave all of themselves to the Lord.
因为这是整个侍奉的根基。
That is the foundation.Of offering.
没有奉献就没有真正的侍奉。
Without true offering and consecration, there is not true service.
使徒保罗在罗马书第十二章告诉我们。
Likewise, in Romans 12, Apostle Paul told us.
当保罗在那里说到前面十二章之前说到我们这些蒙恩的人因着主耶稣基督的救赎。
If you recall, Romans 1-11 is about the Lord's salvation work among those of us who have received this grace.
既然我们因信称义，并且要成圣，最终要得荣耀。
That we are not only justified by faith, we will also be sanctified and will be later glorified.
这是神的旨意里面要做成在我们身上的。
This is the Lord's complete work in every single human.
到十二章保罗要开始讲到我们这些蒙恩人在地上如何过生活如何侍奉的时候
But starting in Romans 12 when Paul talks about how one should live on the earth
他先说到奉献
He first speaks of consecration
他说他用神的慈悲来劝我们将自己的身体当作活祭
He says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, to, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的,
it's a holy sacrifice that's pleasing to Him.
你们如此侍奉是理所当然的,
that is acceptable, God, which is the spiritual service of worship.
然后后面才讲到侍奉的事情,
and then, after in Romans 12, it talks about the different services.
讲到在地上生活的情形,
how to live one's life on earth. Thus we see service derives from consecration. Only after you presented your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, then can you have true service. Then that service can be according to God's will. Because when you offer your whole self to God, you will not then turn back to the world any longer. Because if you turn back to the world, you would be dissuaded by the world from following Him. But if you're not conformed to the world, then you will know what the will of God is.
所以弟兄这个属灵的事情常常有一个次序，常有律在那里的。
That's why in spiritual matters, God has a certain order.
只有照着神的那个所定的原则律，在所属灵道路上，才能真正满足神的心。
That only by following God's order can the Lord's heart be satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹，旧约以色列百姓这些历史的记载。
Likewise, all the history in the Old Testament that's recorded becomes our spiritual history in the New Testament.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
第二次在文士以斯拉的带领底下回到耶路撒冷圣殿在那里。
Thank the Lord that a second wave of exiles returned to Jerusalem under Ezra the scribe.
不仅恢复圣殿里面服事,
not only a revival of temple service,
这个服事呢是根据神的律法,
but a revival of the Word of God.
根据神的心意，根据神的旨意跟服事。
So that the service is according to His will, according to God's heart.
这样服事常得神的喜悦，才满足神。
This is the only way that service can be pleasing to God.
这样服事才能存到永远。
This way, our service will have eternal value.
这样服事才有永远的价值。
This way, service will have spiritual value. May the Lord be with us. To look into these passages of history, to inform how we walk and serve today. May this heart of the exiles be our heart. That when the Lord is doing a great recovery work, that we will be found in it.
当地上还有一些人愿意走这条归回恢复道路的时候,
as long as there is a small group of people willing to walk the way of recovery,
我们是走在其中,
then we want to be found in this way.
求主恩待我们,
may the Lord bless us.
将到这里,
I'm sharing until here. And we'll say a word of prayer to conclude. Let's bow our heads.
我们低头,
Father, we ask that your words would sink deep into our hearts.
主啊, 父啊, 求你将你这些话能够真的在我们的心中能够被继承,
to continue the work of recovery that you've been doing.
继续, 继续在我们中间已经开始的这个恢复的工作,
that if anyone in this assembly feels far from you,
若是在我们这个聚集中, 我们仍然觉得我们离你很远,
we ask for a touch of your kindness again.
求你, 你用你的慈爱来触摸我们,
we ask for an opening of the eyes of our heart,
愿你开我们心中的眼睛,
to see what your heart is after,
让我们看见你的心意如何,
that there will be full alignment,
好叫我们的心能够与你的, 能够匹配,
and a full reset,
能够重新开始,
in the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.